What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Dropped longer than I expected. Now I'm off track. However you're listening to us, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or crabdiving.com, we appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it.
Yes.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. We're going to inject our atheism into the cosmos.
Oh, right. What part of...
We're not really broadcasting. I guess we are.
Where is that on my body?
We're on Wi-Fi.
Oh, yes.
So in some capacity, we're broadcasting.
Aren't we on 4G to the ether as well? I mean, don't we go out on a 4G band?
Oh, well, there's that too.
3G, yeah. 2G. Yeah. So do we have 5Gs?
500 or 50,000 years from now.
5Gs.
Somebody near that black hole is going to be picking up the crabs.
Oh, my God. We got 5Gs up in this bitch.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And thanks, as always, for buying shit through our Crab Diving Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy something, we get a little commission a Rooney.
Oh, wee wee.
And it doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps
Hello?
Us out. Hello? With a little commission. Jeff Bezos personally delivers it to the house.
Big trucks aland!
Huge tracks.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
There's an old.
It's Faithless Friday, as I said. Let's.
Fuck you, Jesus.
Let's launch the good ship crab diving into the fuckosphere that is happening in this country right now. It's.
It's the fuckosphere.
Exhausting. It's exhausting.
Yes.
By Fridays. It's just exhausting.
Oh, right.
To try to cover all this shit that's going
insane.
On. Especially as he spirals out of control now that the election's coming and it ain't looking good
right.
for him. And the economy ain't looking that great for him.
Yes, yes.
But jobs. Oh, yeah, okay. How many of them are low-paying jobs?
Oh, all
of them.
How
many of them are low-wage
it
jobs?
It seems to me that he's getting reckless, too. I mean, not that he wasn't before. But now he seems kind of crazy.
Well, I think he's one of the stories I got. We'll get to it in a sec. He's pissing off even the old turd statues in the Senate.
Yes. Wow. That's a compliment. I think you owe an apology to turds. I really do. And I'm not trying to be funny.
Fossilized turd statues?
Still apologize.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And yes, if you compare Trump or anybody on the GOP to shit, well, I think you owe that turd an apology.
Maybe. Depends.
You really do. No, I you do. They're assholes. They're just assholes.
Yeah, they want to own a lot going on over
do
there.
Do you have a vagina? I want to own it. Hi, I'm a Republican. You're not in charge of that thing between your legs. I am.
Let's see what the lamestream media finds the headlines to be. And then we'll decide what the real headlines are.
All right. We're the deciders.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, April 12th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
To the Lord.
Manda kalaboho, masiki, lomoko da masa. Kubapa bashata, ola bakandara da batoya, mandara da bosoya.
Oh, God, the nerve of these guys. The balls of these motherfuckers. I'm talking to Jesus. Get out your wallets.
Apparently in improv class in college, I was also speaking in tongues. That's an improv exercise.
Oh, really? You think you can go up against these guys?
Oh, no. I'm just saying that we were given exercises to speak in gibberish and to do scenes in gibberish.
What were some of the things you would say? Did you ever say Lobobo Taka?
Bashata.
Sure.
Ola bakandara da batoya. Mandara da bosoya.
I'm willing to believe
I did. I drifted into fucking shit a lot also.
No, I mean, the sheer
I believe those are universal.
Nerve of these motherfuckers is just. Imagine you're Kenneth Copeland. You're standing in front of a stadium of people. A stadium, and you're like, you need, "Hoonah money may,"
and telling them they need to buy you another private jet.
Shameless,
because the Lord was like, "What WTF, dude?"
These people are just craven, I guess. I mean, they don't care. They don't feel.
No,
I don't know what I'm trying to think. If you told me I need you to go out in front of a stadium of people. Say some bullshit that you say is the way you're interpreting the word of God or whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
And then ask for money. I don't know if I can do it. I mean, God.
Oh, come on. How much money?
Hoodabudabakadakadaka. Y'all want to hear more of that bullshit? Please get out your credit card. That guy.
He's got music going too. Yeah.
Oh, hey, by the way, did you hear that? Joel Osteen said balls deep.
Balls deep. Yeah,
he said balls deep in the same sentence as Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He said, like, if your balls deep in the debt or something or immorality or some shit.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I mean, don't you think it's hypocritical of him? He's balls deep.
I don't know. Has he
committing
ever,
adultery?
Has he ever pretended to be Mr. Tower of Virtue?
No, he is one of these prosperity gospel dirtbags.
But kind of not. He's not as craven as like Creflo Dollar Kenneth Copeland.
He had to be shamed into opening his church hurricane survivors.
He's more of like a new agey, you know, trying to pretend Jesus and Christianity is love kind of shit.
He is a crook.
Oh, sure.
An absolute fucking crook.
But I don't know if he's... maybe he'd be a prosperity gospel.
Oh, yeah, dude. Absolutely. Guy lives in a Have you ever seen his house? Look at his house. Look at his fucking
house. He's definitely not anti-prosperity. Let's put it that way.
He's got prosperity.
He's no monk whipping himself in sackcloth.
No, are you crazy?
Well, he may be on Wednesday nights. That may be whatever LARPing they do.
You ever see his hair?
Oh, coif? Yeah,
that's prosperity gospel hair right there, buddy.
So over to the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Ooh, yeah, so good deek.
The God. I was like shock. It says shock report, and I was like, well, obviously.
Right.
It's the immigration thing that,
that
Trump is threatening to fling busloads of immigrants at Nancy Pelosi.
Right, right. Your home sanctuary city.
Sanctuary.
I can think of the word.
But this is a new shock report.
Right.
It is Friday, after all.
Yes.
And, you know, it's been about an hour since the last shock report.
Shoot. It's Shocker Friday. Get ready.
Prez dangled pardon for border chief.
Yes.
This is what you had mentioned right before we started the show here.
Yes.
Or right after.
That should be going out on our crab diving Facebook page right fucking now.
Trump said he would pardon the top border official if he were to get arrested for breaking federal law by denying asylum seekers entry into the United States.
That is
suborning a crime. That's a crime.
Are we sure?
Yes.
I mean, is this a big deal?
He's saying, break the law, I will pardon you.
Because I sent out this message. I said, so like, this is a big deal, right?
Yes.
This matters. Because sometimes I don't know. This matters.
Well,
I mean, this is...
I mean...
You know what I mean?
Now you're making me pause. Yeah, it should really matter. But then again, we have a Denali-sized mountain of... shit that should matter.
Right. Right. Thank you for not using the slave names.
And Mount McKinley. Yeah, the McKinley family is very upset.
Yes. Who gives a fuck, Trump?
They're very
fuck
upset.
You.
The 17th generation after McKinley.
What?
Are right. Very upset that you took their mountain's name away.
What does Trump do? Does he just sidle up to people and say, hey, listen, if you break the law for me, I'll pardon you. Okay.
It sounds like it. Maybe taps him on the foot in the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Install next to him, yeah.
Yay. Tap, tap, tap. Stall tappers.
It says, Jake Tapper of the CNN tweeted, breaking, in Calexico, California last week, where POTUS told border agents to block asylum seekers from entering the U.S. contrary to law, Trump told CBP head McAleenan? If he were sent to jail as a result, the president would pardon him.
Hey, McAleenan.
Two senior administration officials tell me they hate him. Senior administration officials are ratting Trump out.
They don't like Kellyanne. This guy. You think so?
There's been large speculation for a long time that
right.
One of the massivest leakers
Massive.
Is Kellyanne.
Holy shit. Is she working in consort with her husband, George?
Well, this may be her trying to scuttle Stephen Miller.
Right. Does she not get along with Stephen Miller?
I think she wants to be in charge. Maybe.
She wants to be in charge.
Well, I mean...
What nutball?
She seems to somehow be managing to stay swirling in the bowl.
Does Kellyanne...
Despite repeated flushing.
Right. Does Kellyanne Conway... have a future in politics? Will she be president?
No.
Stephen Miller.
No.
Will Stephen Miller's
in charge, we're in camps.
Fuck.
We're in ovens. We're gone.
We're going to roast those podcasters. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We may have 5 or 10 minutes to get away because he'll be focusing on the black people, the brown people.
Yeah.
And
how do we
first,
so. Get out of here? How do we get out of here?
Well, we are near water.
What are we going to do in the water?
Steal a boat.
Float.
Head to Cuba.
You know how to drive a pilot? Well, it's pilot a boat, not drive. You familiar with boat driving, piloting?
You just aim it in that direction.
No.
You press a
button. Dangerous
out
there. You have no fucking idea, man. There's all kinds of shit. There's bad sharks out there. Oh, fuck that.
Alligators at the beach.
No, that's the worst. I can't imagine. God, that sucks. I hate these dinosaurs.
McAleenan is now, or
McAleenan.
It's got to be McAleenan.
It's McAleenan.
MC, capital A-L, what is one of my people? A-L-E-E-N-A-N, McAleenan.
Wow.
Is now the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. He's the
Hello.
One that slithered into the space
yes.
vacated by Kirstjen Nielsen.
So what does Trump say to this guy? He's like, hey, McAleenan, if you do anything bad, I'll get you pardoned. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll tell you.
But he told people. McAleenan told.
Well, somebody.
Right. Oh, okay. McAleenan, you might have fucked up your pardon, right?
During the visit, Trump told McAleenan he wanted to close the border, which is what prompted the pardon comment.
It's like, oh, well, that's, you can't do that. That would be against
right,
the law.
Right.
And he's like, if I could do it anyway, I'll pardon you.
But that, you know, Trump would say to you, then, well, why is that a problem?
We should call in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Trump's calling in today.
That would be great. What else does he do? What else has he got time for?
He's got plenty
Chef
of
Smith
time.
Chef Smith is on now. He ain't watching Chef
no,
Smith.
No, fuck no. I think he would have us killed. I have no fucking doubt, dude. I don't know. I mean, Magdalenan, I'll pardon you. I'll do whatever. Close the border.
Under U.S. law, immigrants who say they fear returning to their native country may be eligible to seek asylum here, but Trump has attempted to deter asylum seekers from coming. Remember last week he said, we're full.
Just, oh, yes.
We're full. Forget it.
How are they full? A barracuda face and his fucking wife are expecting a new baby, I think. But we're full, right?
Are they really?
I think so. Oh. I could be conflating my onion articles that I have read. Yeah,
that seed needs to fly around more.
Yeah. Honestly, what Trump is doing is really fucking up satire because
it's impossible.
I can't tell what's fake. I can't fucking tell. That fucking Borowitz report gets me sometimes. Like, you motherfuckers.
That's what's going on.
Right.
Homeland Security has implemented metering at ports of entry, limiting the number of people who could approach them to ask each day.
Yes.
And they began a new program to send individuals who requested asylum back to Mexico.
Okay.
But that program has already been blocked by a federal court. Of course.
Oh, what a dickhead.
And part of 2% of the words that Trump says about this shit is right.
Magdalenan.
That Congress needs to make the laws better. Not the way he wants them to be better.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They do need comprehensive right. immigration reform.
And, absolutely.
And they had one, and now we're finding out that Stephen Miller was one of the cancerous testicles involved in that.
Ooh.
In scuttling that Gang of AIDS
Oh,
deal.
Absolutely.
Back under Obama when he was working for Jefferson Beauregard Sessions
yes,
III.
Yes, yes. Let's say in 2020, a Democrat is elected. Please, Jesus, that I don't believe in, let that happen. What are they going to do to fix the border? Because you know Trump is going to leave it. This whole country is going to be left in a big pile of fuck. And that pile of fuck is going to have to be fixed. Who is going to fix our pile of fuck?
Well, it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while.
Right. Do you think that's Elizabeth Warren? Is she going to be able to fix the big pile of fuck?
I think she could. I would not put my money on Elizabeth Warren right now.
Right, right. Who would you put your money on?
It's way too early.
No, it's not. Everybody's making guesses. Come on.
Well, Biden, if he enters.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, there might be a look at everybody thought Hillary was a shoe-in when Obama came in and beat her. So
I got
to
guess.
It could be a Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
He's really well liked. It could be Beto.
Right.
Who maybe is in there, you know.
Yes.
I don't know. He's up there. Too.
Sleeper. Literally.
And sadly, white guys.
Yes. But Buttigieg. This is why I like Buttigieg. Because number one, he's telling Mike Pence what for. I fucking hate Mike Pence. I love that this guy is, you know, giving that guy, you know,
agita, yeah.
Hell yes.
Any kind of and the other vexation. Thing,
if we have a gay president, it is going to make the ninnies in this country insane. And I love
that. That's just what we need. Yeah, that's just what we need.
Ah, yes.
That would be great.
Oh, it'll try. Can you imagine Fox News? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, idiots.
Because they behave so well after the black one.
Brian Fisher. Imagine Brian Fisher. Oh, yeah.
They should be praying to their horrific God, the Brian Fishers of the world, that this guy gets in. Think of the money they'll make.
Oh, yes.
Firing
Absolutely.
Up the ninnies. That was like with the gun lobby. They got
right.
all sad-faced
right.
when Trump
right.
won.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They didn't have a demon gun getter, a gun grabber in the office.
They had a gun sucker, in fact.
Right.
They had a gun fillator.
So here is, I think I have a clip of...
Of Trump asking somebody to break the law? That's amazing. Jeez.
We're back with Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg?
Got it. Is rolls that, off the tongue, right?
Yeah, it does. Once you say it, Buttigieg. But is there an emphasis on boot or edge-edge?
I think it goes more in the boot.
Boot.
Although I can't help notice you can't spell Buttigieg without TIG. So I'm just thinking, you know, do you think I get an invite onto that show? Or
On TIG show? How dare you?
TIG Notaro show.
That's funny.
Anyway, he during this interview, he says, I'm not critical. She mentions how mother's husband is out there squealing, of course, ripping his garments apart and immolating himself in the square over the fact that Pete Buttigieg is attacking. He's attacking. I don't understand what's happening. I worked with him. I knew him well. We got along. He knows that's not me. He knows that I'm not a hateful person.
I want to see somebody like Trump get beaten by a gay man.
He's attacking my faith, Pence says.
I wish you were attacking your faith.
We'll have enough. We'll take enough swings at your faith in the next hour and a half.
Sucks dick, dude. I hate your faith. Your faith is garbage.
Buttigieg goes on to say, I'm not critical of his faith. I'm critical of bad policies.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with religion. I'm religious too. I have a problem with religion being used as a justification to harm people, and especially in the LGBTQ community.
You know, what he's saying makes sense. But I would say that's like saying, though, I mean, guns don't harm people, but in some cases they do. And I'm comparing religion to a gun, because I would like for you to tell me the way it has it. I mean, it always harms us. There's never, that's all Faithless Friday is how religion just fucks us in the ass with a bunch of bullshit.
What has a Buddhist done to you recently?
I'm not worried about the Buddhists.
Well, exactly.
We live in the Bible Belt.
We have a specific religion that we have a problem with.
Absolutely.
In this country.
This one.
And, you know, the radical Muslim stuff in the Mideast is...
That sucks, too.
Is bad shit, as is radical Catholicism in Poland.
Oh, the child rapers.
And
absolutely.
Shit like that.
Sure.
Radical anything.
But this evangelical shit in particular in our country is really fucking us in the ass.
Interesting metaphor.
Well,
Buttigieg said he's not interested in feuding with Pence. He said, but if he wants to clear this up, he could come out today and say he's changed his mind, that it shouldn't be legal to discriminate against anybody in this country for who they are.
But Pence is not going to say that, so you're going to have to feud with him. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, no, he's going to take a couple of words of whatever you said and use that to carve into his left thigh as he's crying to Jesus.
Oh, yeah, they're going to raise money off fear.
Sure.
You know, there's a gay man's going to be president. Better give me money.
He's attacking my faith. And they already, mother said that a few days ago. Mrs. Pence came out and was like, he's attacking our faith.
God, the nerve of evangelicals like that to bitch about someone attacking their faith when they use their faith to say, hey, you don't have to give business to
bludgeon. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, God damn. All these motherfuckers.
So that's the headline, by the way. We transitioned over to the Pete Buttigieg, but Trump is saying he would pardon this border official.
Buttigieg.
Goddamn Trump. doesn't care. He is now flagrantly and blatantly saying, fuck your laws.
Yeah.
Fuck all of your laws.
He is a rich fucking white guy, and he will not let you forget that.
Waiting for him to say, I'm the law. I am the
law. Well, he is when he says, if you break the law, I'll pardon you. If you go to jail, don't worry about it. I got you. That is, I am the law, man. I mean, he's nuts.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
It's a picture of Darth Vader strangling one of those mushroom hat guys.
Darth Vader does have a mushroom hat, though.
Well, this is one of the other mushroom hats.
Who is that?
He was a lower level,
like a Jedi or a Sith Lord. No, it's one of
the
guy.
It's one of the Empire people.
Oh, okay.
One of the toadies that,
right,
you know, didn't clean the bathroom well enough.
Oh, so right, okay.
Needed to be summarily executed.
Jedis need to use the bathroom.
Disney stock soars in streaming wars.
Yay.
It says, you know, Disney came out with their new Netflix killer,
right?
Disney Plus.
Oh yes,
which means that a whole bunch of Disney and Disney related movies and TV shows are going to be going bye bye off of all the other platforms.
That's Star Wars. That's Star Wars shit.
It's absolutely Star Wars.
Hey, I saw somewhere that there was going to be a TV show about Boba Fett.
It'll probably be
on Disney Plus. That. Don't you want to see that?
Cough up $6.99 a month now.
Damn.
Cheaper than the cheapest Netflix.
Could you switch to all Star Wars television where, like, even the news, sitcoms, any kind of show was told as if it existed in the universe of Star Wars?
You could watch the Wookiee news.
Yeah. Oh my god, I've been watching Ewok Public Access for the last 4 hours. Jesus Christ, it's hilarious.
I was speaking in tongues there for a moment.
Oh look, you're speaking Ewok.
Channeled the Ewok Holy Spirit.
But the Ewoks are a primitive society, according to Return of the Jedi, because they worship 3PO just because he was shiny. Oh, right, right.
Spoiler alert.
Right, right.
So it says Disney shares jumped on Friday after the company announced its Disney Plus video streaming service would be $6.99 a month.
Cheaper, hell yeah, baby.
Cheaper than Netflix's basic subscription.
Hey, fuck Disney.
fuck Disney. Cost.
Fuck Netflix. Fuck Hulu. Listen to crabdiving.com. You know, we got 2 hours of news every fucking day talking about what this fuckstick's doing in Washington like a lunatic, right?
Yes.
Fuck Star Wars.
So in November,
yes,
Disney Plus will be rolling out, and you can get it for $69.99 annually, which is only $5.83 a month.
Right.
You pay up front.
Why did they choose to make it $69?
So there you go. If you own Disney stock.
Okay.
Congrats.
Oh, thank you.
What was it? 80% of stock is owned by the top 10% of
some rich fucknut. Yeah, yeah. Some rich fucknut is very happy.
A bunch of rich fucknuts.
And you're just melancholy.
Sort of.
How's that fair?
Good news.
Oh, good news with a caveat. It was actually, this isn't good news. This is just good because it didn't happen.
Well, I mean, this is like, the good news is your constipation is about to be relieved.
Oh, okay.
The bad news is it's an enema.
Oh, geez.
Although some others
right,
would be.
Right, right.
Like,
ooh. Perfect. Get it in there. God damn it.
My home state of Illinois.
Fuck you, boy.
Parts of Southern Illinois.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Talk it like that a little bit. The state of Illinois has advanced legislation.
Oh, shit.
That this is when adults are in charge again. That would require a presidential candidate.
Okay.
To release 5 years of tax returns in order to appear on the state's 2020 presidential ballot.
Damn.
The state Senate there voted 36-19.
Yes.
To pass the bill, which will now move to the democratically controlled House.
Ooh.
And there is a Democrat in the governorship.
Oh, shit.
After the morons got rid of that Rauner guy or whatever
Damn.
The fuck his name was.
Well, this is going to force Trump to release his tax returns if he wants to run in 2020, right?
I'm sure he'll try to sue.
Yes.
To say this is not constitutional, but we'll see.
Aren't they doing the same thing in Jersey?
They may be. There's a few states that I think are trying to do shit like this.
Right. Mississippi, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Florida. With Ron DeRacist at the helm. Yeah.
Fuck no. Ron DeRacist, if you remember correctly, ran for governor and had a campaign ad that featured his son building a wall.
His toddler son, yeah.
His toddler son with building blocks.
Yes.
He had a little MAGA hat on too, didn't he?
The baby had a MAGA onesie on.
Oh my God, our culture is just goddamn disgusting. We are disgusting right now. Jesus fuck.
Buttigieg, speaking of him, there's speculation too that he may not be sure he would win the nomination.
Yes.
But he may be doing a really great audition for a VP candidate.
Buttigieg. Right.
Especially given the fact that he's taking swings at mother's husband now.
Yeah, yeah. Can he get angry? Can he get mean?
I don't think he needs to if he goes up against Pence.
Right.
If he's the VP choice of someone that, you know, wins more primaries, and he may be the choice. Who knows? But
because you should think who would rip Mike Pence a new fucking asshole. That's who you should want. Maybe this guy.
Yeah, but Mike Pence is a slimier creature than Trump. I don't know.
Right.
Going in and just pummeling him, he just puts up that Christian shield.
Yeah.
And starts weeping in the corners, saying, "You're persecuting me," and he wins. You know, I don't know if that's the best tactic.
He'll play the big fat Jesus victim card.
Yeah.
Damn. These evangelicals.
He already did. That's what he whipped out against Buttigieg.
You're attacking my faith.
Right.
You're attacking my faith. Imagine a straight white male Christian in a position of power is yelling at a gay man for attacking his faith.
Well, and the true answer is yes, we are.
Absolutely.
If your faith makes you believe that our country and our government should pass laws to intentionally subjugate and remove the rights of anyone for anything.
Yes.
For religious reasons. Then I am taking shots at your faith.
Your faith.
Your faith sucks.
Oh,
donkey balls.
Absolutely. I was going to say it was garbage peppered with some yak ejaculate, something of that nature.
Which may, you know, taste like
enhance it.
Vanilla pudding. Who knows? But I don't know what yak's diets are made of.
Were you there?
One of the Democrats who put forth this legislation in Illinois said, if you've got nothing to hide, you shouldn't worry about anything. Where have we heard that before? Mr. Cheney, Senator Tony Munoz, a Democrat, said, if you want to run for vice president or president of the United States, what is wrong with providing your tax returns for the past 5 years?
Oh, shit.
He's the one who said, if you got nothing to hide, shouldn't worry.
Right, right. Well, I think this one might have something to hide. I don't know.
From the pig barn squealing from the Republicans in the minority.
Welcome to the pig barn.
This is, quite frankly, with all due respect to the sponsor, an embarrassing waste of the Senate's time.
Ooh. Who is that?
State Senator Dale Richter.
Richter. What a fucking ninny.
There are 18, it says. The Illinois State House is one of 18 nationwide considering similar legislation.
Shit.
Trump refused to release his tax returns during the 2016, citing, I'll put money on lying about an audit.
Yes.
Which, by the way, there is no rule.
Right.
They even had, on telly yesterday, they had the former head of the IRS under like Bush. I mean, this is a Republican on the IRS. And he said there is absolutely no rule, no law anywhere that says if you are under audit, you can't release your tax returns to the public. Does it say that?
But Trump must realize that surely he's going to have to release them at some point. I mean, if he's running for office again, it sounds like he's going to have to do that.
I was wondering this morning after looking at some of these tweets and what he's saying, that is he trying to invoke the 25th Amendment.
By acting so crazy?
Yes. And then because then they'll stop looking at his, at maybe at his finances.
But he'll go away.
Well, sure. And we'll have Mother's husband as president, but slightly less terrifying because we do have the House.
Why
so there's there's not major legislation that, that Mother's husband could pass.
Right. And I'm sure if he got to appoint any judicial people that they would be, you know, moderate at least, right? They wouldn't.
Well, I think they'd be qualified to be judges at the very least.
Yeah.
So that there may be a tiny scruple in there somewhere
for
the judicial process.
Yeah.
But putting these assholes that Trump is amassing.
It's fucking
some guy
nuts.
In the corner is like, hey, I like your Trump sign. You want to be a circuit court judge?
You know, to be honest, man, why couldn't you, if Pence was president, why couldn't you invoke the 25th Amendment for him?
For him next?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well, you'd need the cabinet to then again vote, and then you need the Congress to vote.
But he talks to people.
You might as well just impeach him.
But he talks to people in the sky, and that's crazy.
Well, they all do.
I know.
Most of them do.
That's nuts. They're all crazy. Well,
they all pretend to.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
Do you think Pence is a believer?
I think he is.
Oh, how terrifying.
I do think he is.
I don't want anybody in the White House on a mission from God. Thank you.
I mean, he bailed on the Catholic Church because it's not conservative enough.
God damn. Well, I mean, maybe he bailed because of all the molestation and raping that's afoot.
Or he bailed because they were cracking down on
him. Oh, yeah. They're like, shit, man. If we can't rape anybody, what am I doing in this stupid Catholicism? I'm going to go do something else. It's a little bit more fun.
So my home state of Illinois, joining the ranks of the adult states that are trying to do a tiny little bit about this rampant corruption.
Yeah.
That the Republicans want to turn into.
It's a big
law. They want to codify corruption.
It's a mess.
I've got. Here's a story I was talking about. This is over to the Hill. It says the GOP grows tired of being blindsided by Trump.
Well, too bad, dickheads. You supported him in the election and you got him elected. Sit and spin, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers, you fucking losers, you assholes. Are we supposed to feel bad for them?
No.
Fuck
no,
you.
Hell no. More.
My God.
More suffering.
Oh,
more I want to shower in the schadenfreude.
President Trump is crazy. It makes me nervous. Fuck you.
Senate Republicans are tired of being caught off guard by Trump on key issues like health care and controversial nominees like Herman Cain.
Ah!
Herman Cain. So it finally
shucky ducky.
There's a fourth. There was a fourth senator that yesterday finally was like, there's no way I would vote for Herman.
Wow. Cain. Holy fuck. Let's review who they have voted for. That batshit lunatic from Big Oil to be, what is he, Secretary of the Interior?
Well, sure. And
they confirmed these people confirmed Scott Pruitt, right?
And
Scott
Zinke.
Pruitt
and Zinke.
Scott Pruitt's crazier than Zinke.
And Ben Carson and Betsy DeVos.
Betsy DeVos is an evil fucking asshole. There's a story about her today. She's stuff.
Oh, yeah. She's
what
awful.
Fuck. Fuck you, DeVos. You suck. Jesus Christ.
So, I guess this is, they're getting pissed because, you know, Trump is making them look bad now because there's no way in hell. I saw a story today. They say Trump is still trying to push Cain, and there's four Republicans that are like, no fucking
Herman Cain?
Yes.
I thought Herman Cain was done. Why does Herman Cain need to be on the Fed?
Trump's allies are saying they often find out about Trump's plans on Twitter.
Welcome to the club, dickhead. So do we.
Making it impossible to offer the White House any advice before major decisions are announced. Cornyn from Texas, a spectacular ass pucker.
Boo. Hi, I'm an ass pucker and I'm spectacular.
Said when names are floated, you guys come around and ask, what about this person? What about that person?
Yeah.
He said he would like to see more communication and collaboration.
You're working with a crazy person, lunatic.
Yeah. Here's understatement of the century. This is a non-traditional presidency.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Good. Wow. Hot take. Real hot take.
Man, I apologize for saying bad things about Cornyn. He's a fucking genius.
It's kind of not traditional in there.
And the president now figures he doesn't need a lot of advisors because he wants to do it himself. But there's a lot of informal mechanisms and avenues for sharing information that are not really working very well now. In other words, Trump is off the rails doing his own shit.
Yeah.
Just ranting and raving and rubber stamping whatever Stephen Miller writes on dead baby skin and hands to him. After forging in the fire of Satan's anus.
It's a shame this show today is not animated, because I think it would be entertaining. It would be good.
So there was McConnell even.
Boo.
God, do I have that McConnell statement? It's kind of hilarious. McConnell even.
Hey, Elaine. Here it is. Okay. Elaine Chao, if you're listening, have you let him inside you lately? I'm just curious. Go ahead.
Stop reminding us of that.
Sorry about that. They fuck.
Never. The McConnell said the administration should check in with the Senate. Quote, there are two things the administration ought to consider before nominating someone. First, obviously, background check. And second, likelihood of confirmation. Generally better to check that out in advance before you send a nomination up.
Thank you. Thanks.
In other words, if you would have said the name Herman Cain, I would have said, fuck off.
But why? Why, though? I mean, I'm trying to figure out why Herman Cain is such a worse choice than, say, a Scott Pruitt Herman for the Cain, EPA. Well, how did any of these people get nominated?
In the Republican era, right.
Yeah, what's wrong with him?
And, well, Herman Cain flamed out of the 20 whenever,
right,
whatever fucking time he was running, for president because of mounting sexual harassment.
Oh, was it that?
And grabby McGrabby kind of stuff.
Dude, I thought he flamed out because he didn't know anything. He was like, I don't give a fuck what Uzbeki Stan is.
He proud there. Are you kidding? They loved him for that.
I want you to know that. I want my president.
Wait, Republicans.
If you think about this, if you're the president, would you know about all those little fucking countries? Of course you would, because it's your fucking job.
Now think like a Republican.
Right,
knowledge. You don't want somebody that knows shit.
I'm in charge of your pussy. Hey, I'm a Republican. Look at me. Good for me. Shucky ducky.
Trump's threat to close the southern border was another one nobody expected.
Well, yeah, didn't see that coming.
And the senators are having to deal with now.
Nah.
Even Lindsey Graham said that he and his colleagues should find out what Trump has planned.
Yes.
As opposed to learning about it in the news.
Ha, Lindsey. Absolutely, Lindsey.
He said, instead, we're reading about stuff in the paper. White House officials should call the appropriate committee chairman who are going to have to confirm these nominees and say, here's what we're thinking.
Somebody tell him how to do his job. Is that what you're saying, Lindsey? Are you crazy? Have you been watching the last 2 years? You can't tell this maniac how to do fucking anything because he is bonkers. He's a racist, crazy person. Fuck. What are you going
to do? Oh, boy.
We need you to follow the protocols for X, Y, and Z.
John Thune of Republican South Dakota said the president, he's got his own style of operating. We're adapting to it, and we kind of just expect that we're going to get surprised once in a while.
Take some responsibility and run the fucking country and quit bending over to this cunt burger. Good Christ.
This is a non-traditional presidency.
Of course, what the fuck? Dude, he's crazy as shit. Non-traditional. This guy, hey, who has a baby 5 days later, fucks somebody without a condom, and then lays there after they fucked him, bitching about sharks.
Right, the man in the White House
just had a baby
his finger on
at that
the
point.
Right
yes.
Now. Which I think there's adults preventing him from launching anything. What? I think they have a deal like they deal when Nixon was failing.
Right.
I think we don't have a Secretary of Defense, but I think the process involved somewhere, they're like, look, if you get a call at 3 a.m. and it sounds like you can hear a McDonald's burger wrapper in the background and you hear launch.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to think that.
Launch against San Francisco. You might want to hold off a minute or two on that.
I mean, I guess to that I would say citations. Where's evidence that there's anything like that going on?
I'd like to think that that's happening.
I mean, I get like why you would think that to make yourself feel better, because there's nothing you can do about it otherwise. But just know, probably because of this lunatic, we are closer to a thermonuclear fuckdom than we've been at it a long time, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just think because everything's off the rails. I mean,
we could be fucking blown up and we could be particle dust tomorrow. We wouldn't know.
It is Faithless Friday, y'all.
Yay!
Also from my home state of Illinois.
Right.
There is now a new billboard.
If there is a nuclear war, will our show survive it? Meaning, will there be copies of our show somewhere? So generations to come, when they're living in this post-nuclear hellscape like Mad Max Fill USA.
I have everything on disc.
They can listen to the crabs. Sure. Those discs will last.
Because we're
near military bases. We are going to be blown to shit.
Sure.
We are going to be turned into glass.
Possibly.
So I don't know that those discs are going to be good enough. We have to figure, we have to launch this shit into space is what we have to do.
Like a juggernaut.
And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
Hey, Alex, are you still talking to Trump on the regs?
The harvest of war is here.
The harvest of war.
What does that mean, dickhead? What does that mean, though?
I'm harvesting violence.
What does it mean? The harvest of war. He heard that on some bullshit. He heard that on Vikings. Really?
Now you understand that I'll get my hands politically around your neck, and all your tough guy crap's going to end real quick.
It's Joe Rogan, by the way. That's for Joe Rogan.
Oh, I love his angry, intense voice. Like, I want to get you.
Joe Rogan. And then 2 weeks later, he was rolling around in a kiddie pool full of oil with Rogan.
Sure.
On his podcast.
He's moody.
He's fickle.
Oh, yes.
The
harvest of war.
Harvest of war.
Yeah, his kids just must be. I don't know.
I'm sure they're perfectly well adjusted.
Oh, yes.
Here's something that I don't know. Maybe it makes you want to vote for Trump after all.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Amazon and Netflix. Have you heard of those companies?
Oh, shit. Ryan? Yes, I have.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you want to buy something, go through that portal.
Oh, yeah.
Sign go up through for Amazon Prime.
Go through this portal.
We don't have a Netflix affiliation.
What? Motherfucker.
Amazon and Netflix.
Yes.
The headline says, are among many companies.
Right.
Thanks to Trump's and the GOP's new tax law that are literally paying zero.
Yay.
Federal taxes.
That's good. That's good for America,
zero.
Right? Isn't that good? Because that means that they're the job creators and they get to flourish.
Oh, Amazon is a known place where you can have amazing jobs
just
and
just trickle
benefits.
Down just all over me. Just blah.
Yeah. They provide you with the box cutters that you can slice through your thighs on your brakes.
Make your
life worthwhile.
Right. If you want to, you can either read or cut.
So Amazon and Netflix were able to zero out federal income taxes of on about $79 billion.
Yay.
In income.
$79 billion. What is that a week?
They should have been paying, if they were paying the new 21% corporate tax rate,
yes,
that would have been $16.4 billion in taxes for the American people.
Well, wait, now that's a lot of money.
That's all of your SNAP benefits paid for the year. That's a whole bunch of shit paid for the year.
So, like, it's but it's more beneficial for our country for them to pay nothing
for
people to be able to use their SNAP benefits,
Jeff
right?
Bezos did get divorced.
Oh,
and
right.
He's going to have to pay half of or give away 25% of ownership of Amazon.
Hey,
so.
Jeff, I don't feel bad that somebody found a picture of your dick. I don't care. You fuck. Elitist.
And in fact, instead of paying that $16.4 billion, the companies together enjoyed a tax rebate of $4.3 billion.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow.
Which means that transaction right there blew a $20.7 billion hole in the federal budget.
Oh,
that's
perfect.
That's now less money than we would have had.
Hey, Donald, what in the shit are you fucking doing, man? What the shit is he fucking doing? Does Donald Trump think he's just the president to people that go to his shitty fucking country club?
Of course.
All those gross white people.
He's busy flinging buses full of brown people at his enemy cities.
Oh, sure. How is that going to work anyway?
Well, it's not. It's not legal.
He can do it if he wants. You can't tell him he can't. Well, why wouldn't he? Tell me why he wouldn't say, hey, but take the buses, fill them up with a bunch of kids, drive them to L.A. Drop them there. I don't give a fuck. We'll let them deal with them. What would who stops that? ICE?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Marshals, the National Guard, who stops him from doing whatever the fuck he wants to?
Illinois.
Yeah.
On the border between Illinois and Missouri.
Oh, man. Have you been there? Have you ever hung out there?
Sure, yeah.
I did summer stock in that area, and there is a town there that is so polluted that when you pick up a handful of dirt, you can light it on fire. I think it's Collinsville. It's like Collinsville.
Granite City?
No, it's just...
This is in Granite City.
It's really nice.
But Missouri is one of those great states now.
Yes.
Where you need to go through a 72-hour waiting period, you whore, you slut.
Okay.
If you want to get an abortion.
God, I thought you were talking about guns.
You need to go home and think about it. No, they'll hand you a gun at Walmart. Are you kidding me?
We don't need any rules for these guns that kill 30,000. All these people die every year for these fucking guns. How many people get killed by fetuses? How many? Tell me. How many fetuses took lives last year? Give me the stats.
They're Jesus. Also working on trying to pass a bill to ban abortions after the heartbeat. So, you know, they're trying their own version of the heartbeat law there.
Right, right.
Which occurs before some women even realize they're pregnant.
The great thing about American politicians, no matter what, I don't give a fuck. There will always be lots of them fighting to legislate the puss. It's just the truth.
It's such a woke way to put it.
Well, it's true though, right?
Right.
There's always going to be somebody that's like, well, I want to put some laws on your vagina. Okay. I'm a white guy. It's always going to be that guy.
Henry's tail.
Yep.
Ain't that crazy?
Yes.
What they would like to do.
Ooh.
Well, now there's a big, awesome billboard just across the state line.
Fuck you.
From St. Louis.
Right.
If you're driving towards Illinois, and it's a big blue sign. Billboard says, welcome to Illinois, where you can get a safe, legal abortion. HopeClinic.com.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
So there you go.
That is helpful.
No 72-hour wait.
Jeez. But on the other side...
You're allowed to make an adult decision like an adult between you and a healthcare professional.
I'm not kidding.
In the state of Illinois.
I really thought you were going to do a gun story.
I didn't.
God.
Apologies.
This is crazy.
It's a good. It's a good.
That is a good. Well, depending on what state
Missouri
you live
is
in.
A Christian fuckscape, but oh, right.
But Illinois
is woke.
You're allowed to do stuff with your vagina.
I'm trying to do stories about states where the adults are in charge.
Oh, okay,
and we can show people what it can be nice, how we can have nice things.
So you're not going to do any stories about our state?
Oh well, hold my beer. I didn't say that. It is Faithless Friday. Don't
fuck
forget.
You.
Yeah.
Sky God. God, Jesus. How could you let everything get so fucked up? What the fuck are you doing up there? If you're a Christian, aren't you thinking that? Don't you? This, if I was a Christian, this is how I'd start my prayer every day. What are you doing? Stop it. Fuck you. Honestly.
Well, let's talk about Ivanka.
Ivanka.
There's a new piece out from The Atlantic.
Yes.
By Elena Plott.
Plott.
Who, P-L-O-T-T.
Elena.
And it says, inside Ivanka's dream world, the first daughter spent years rigorously cultivating her image, but she wasn't prepared for scrutiny.
Okay.
I did read the whole thing. It's very interesting. Before I read it, I thought Ivanka was just a vacuous, vapid, unqualified, privileged, nothing who was handed a plateful of gold.
Thank you.
And diamonds.
Thank you.
And told that, you know, it fell from her little pooper as a baby, as a diaper. She's been shitting golden diamonds her whole
life. Absolutely. Right out of her asshole.
And the story did utterly nothing to change my views about that. She's
still that.
Really,
huh?
Seems to have cultivated this image of this prim and proper. She was like the anti Paris Hilton of the time.
Okay.
Like where Paris was not out of control. Drug addict, lunatic, partier, vapid.
Yes.
Ivanka was going to the Wharton School of Business.
Right.
Ivanka was starting her own businesses and designing purses and shit, and very poised.
Paris Hilton has her own clothing line,
poised.
Too. Like,
well, true.
I mean, honestly, I've always liked Paris Hilton better than Ivanka. I mean, I'd rather hang out with Paris Hilton any day of the fucking week than Ivanka.
Of course, I'm just saying this is the image that she cultivated.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Of herself.
I am serious. I would rather have Paris Hilton in the White House any day of the week. I would rather have Paris Hilton our president than Donald Trump.
Oh sure,
because I think I don't know why that would ever be.
The first paragraph says it all here in The Atlantic. You could tell by his eyes, the way they popped and gleamed and fixed on someone behind me. Only one person gets that kind of look from Donald Trump. Oh, the president said, Ivanka.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at those legs. Oh.
She popped in. She said, oh, I forgot you guys were meeting.
No, bullshit. Ivanka.
And she reminds him of some shit he's got to do tomorrow. And then she leaves. And Trump said, she loves doing it.
Okay.
And she wants no credit, just like me. She wants no credit.
She loves it.
It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
So she goes on to talk about Ivanka. And there's several things that kind of stick out.
Right.
One of the ones that was making the rounds today and the headlines is the fact that he seriously considered, we had heard murmurs of this before, but that he actually seriously thought about putting Ivanka in the United Nations. possibly... in the Fed or something.
If Chelsea, if Hillary was like, I'm going to put Chelsea on the Fed, the screams.
Oh my God.
Oh, the lamentations from the fucking
Michelle,
right. Oh,
Michelle, who arguably not arguably, more qualified, an accomplished attorney.
Why doesn't she run for president?
Because she's not crazy.
God damn it. She would win. She would beat Donald Trump.
And we would damn not. It. She already sacrificed 8 years of her life.
Michelle.
To the lunatics.
Michelle, on the right. To me. I don't know if you're a fan.
Suffer the slings and arrows.
Yes. If you care about this podcast, Michelle, you will run for president. My God. My God.
So one of the things that came out was that with this Ivanka shit.
Ivanka.
Is that sometimes, we've heard this before too, but this was confirmed. Sometimes in official meetings, he calls Ivanka baby.
How fucked up, man. How fucking fucked. When you say the UN, like what? The secretary of the UN?
The ambassador.
The ambassador, whatever.
UN ambassador.
Based on what, though?
Because she's good at talking to people.
Oh, my God. Why the Fed, man?
Oh.
I mean, because she's a business person?
I have a quote as to why the Fed. She's really good with numbers.
Oh, okay. Same. I'm great with numbers.
Right.
Well,
I can count to 21.
God damn.
Trump says, quote, she's a natural diplomat.
What does that mean?
She would have been great at the United Nations.
Yeah.
As an example.
Right. Oh, good point.
But if I did it, he says.
Yes.
They'd say nepotism.
Yes.
When it would have had nothing to do with nepotism. I can't even say it.
It's your daughter. It's his daughter. It has everything to do. How does he say that?
But she would have been incredible.
Well, I mean, in what way?
I even thought of Ivanka for the World Bank.
I even thought of Ivanka when I come.
She would have been great at that. Because she's very good with numbers.
Oh, you pervy, gross old man. Please, take your family and yourself and get out of our lives.
I've seen her under tremendous stress and pressure. She reacts very well. That's usually a genetic thing.
Oh, bleh.
But it's one of those things, nevertheless. She's got a tremendous presence when she walks into the room.
Oh, does she ever. So why not Barracuda Face to run the Fed? Why not Don Jr.?
He doesn't have the tremendous presence when he walks into the room that Ivanka does.
It seems like he really likes Ivanka because she's an attractive woman. Do you think? I mean, I'm sorry.
How dare you marginalize?
I mean, because Eric, I'm sorry. You just aren't good looking.
As hell, though,
he's not good looking enough for his dad to love him. I think, Eric, if I could be honest with you, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Spotify, Eric, I think your dad doesn't love you. I really don't. And I'll tell you why. Your face is horrible. And I think it's impossible for someone like your dad to love something that looks like you. No offense. You're just really ugly.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
So Ivanka Trump also said,
yes,
if she ever wanted to run for president, I think she'd be very, very hard to beat.
What the fuck? I don't know. Why is he talking about Ivanka running for president and all this shit? Some reporter just asked him, like,
oh, it's a meeting about Ivanka. She's writing a story about Ivanka, and the president agreed to talk to her about Ivanka.
Oh, I see. The president's talking to Ivanka about Ivanka.
No, he's talking to this reporter
about Ivanka. Ivanka.
Yeah, yeah. When she ran her multimillion-dollar lifestyle brand,
yes,
she worked relentlessly, as she puts it, cultivating authenticity.
Oh my God. Authenticity. I've been cultivating authenticity all fucking day, and this Ivanka is a master at that. Nobody's better.
At age 22, she told W Magazine, there are very few things we can control in life, but how we project ourselves is one of them.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping me cultivate what? Authenticity? Thank you so much. God, Ivanka, that really speaks to me because I struggle every motherfucking day to cultivate authenticity. Thank you for helping me feel better about that, I guess.
It says she's projected herself in the White House as a cosmopolitan peacemaker, dedicating her efforts largely to issues such as women's economic empowerment, workforce development, and the fight against human trafficking. She's not a conservative. She enjoys telling people she's a pragmatist.
A cosmopolitan peacemaker is a cocktail. I'm sorry. It is. Oh, I believe it's a drink.
Tasty.
I'm a cosmopolitan peacemaker. What do you do for a living? Ah.
It sounds like Ivanka kind of gave up on trying to change Trump early on.
Yes.
And according to this story, at the beginning, Jarvanka were uniformly loathed.
Right.
But that Jared far surpassed that she's at least pleasant.
Wait.
From what I'm reading in this story,
yes.
She says hi to people, even that she considers beneath her.
But Jared is a dick.
A complete dick.
Why? What's wrong with him? Why is he such an asshole?
He's an arrogant trust fund twat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Trust fund twat.
He calls her Ivanks.
That Jared calls her Ivanks?
Yeah.
Ivanks. Oh, God, these rich people are vomiting.
She begins most mornings around 5:30 a.m.
Okay.
She shares a 6,800 square foot white colonial home.
That is huge.
Huge. With her husband, their three children.
Oh, yes.
Jared calls her Ivanks. He makes coffee and breakfast.
Ivanks!
Often crackers with cottage cheese and sliced fruit.
That's not making anything. Hey, Jarvanka, or whatever you're, Jared, that's not making breakfast. You're just getting out crackers. You're not making the cottage cheese, you dick.
Depending on the day, Ivanka, her first appointment might be with her hairstylist. They go to her office
yes.
where her desk was cleared so he could arrange his tools. Her request is almost always the same. Sleek and straight, parted down the middle.
Same girl, same. The crabs start their fucking day the same way. Everything goes off the desk. It's thrown off the desk so the hairdressers can put their tools out.
Yes.
To make us look sleek and smooth.
Yes. I have my pubes done.
Oh, absolutely. You have to report in early.
The morning topiary.
These rich people are fucking bizarre. Just fucked up. I'm tired of these weird rich fucking assholes. Fuck them. I read this story about Kim Kardashian. She lives in this huge ass fucking house, all white.
Oh, I saw that.
There's nothing
here. Ivanka, they say her office in the White House is different than any other. Everything's white. They said it's like walking into an Apple store.
Yes. That's what they said about Kim Kardashian's house.
What's wrong with these people?
What? Kim Kardashian, you know, she has a white bow on a pedestal. That's the only thing. What does that mean? Is she Illuminati? God, why do you work so hard to acquire most everything on this planet
and how dare
then
you,
to have nothing?
How dare you have houses that are just places to hold your a trinket?
My house is white.
Where that you
in
never
here.
Sleep in, you never go
yes.
to, and meanwhile, there's people sleeping in cardboard boxes.
The only thing in the middle of my big fucking house is a bowl, a white bowl. Wow, well, you're a fucking bore then.
According to her mother, Ivana Trump.
Okay.
Ivanka was destined to be disciplined, polished, and tactful. I did not spoil my kids, she says. they had no choice. I kept them busy, busy, busy.
Okay.
This is just like a typical kid's upbringing. She signed them up for skiing, ice skating, and tennis lessons.
I signed them up for the elitist Olympics.
As well as singing classes. She was okay, mom said.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, so, she was not good.
Yeah, Ivanka wasn't a good singer.
Several years of ballet.
Ivank. Yvonne couldn't carry a tune. What about, was she a good dancer?
Ivana says she was careful never to give her kids too much money because, because quote, when girls get too much money, they buy the drugs, they go to nightclubs. None of that Ivanka ever did.
Survey says bullshit, 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 bullshit.
It has been said of Donald Trump that he's a poor person's idea of a rich person. Hot blondes, private jets, wine bottles, steaks bearing his name and big block letters.
He's a piece of shit.
Ivanka presented herself as something closer to a rich person's idea of a rich person.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
A young Jackie Kennedy, whispery voice and all, who is happened to be trapped in a tacky gilded cage.
Oh, yeah. Are we supposed to feel bad for this blonde Jackie Kennedy? Whatever. Are we supposed to feel bad for Ivanks?
She's completely sold out. Absolutely not.
I feel bad for Ivanks. This is Jared's making her breakfast. Here's some cottage cheese, Ivanks.
Ivanks.
Eat it.
He probably tells the cook to build breakfast.
I'm making breakfast. I got out some crackers. Here's some cottage cheese.
I slapped Consuelo this morning because she broke an egg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ivanks.
My yolk was runny.
Too bad, Ivanks.
There's another part where they talk about Melania.
Melanoma.
Her relation.
Yes.
Let me see if I can search.
Does Melanoma get along with the Vax? Do they get along?
Well, let me.
Does she ever come over for breakfast? Is like, Jared, get out some extra cottage cheese and crackers. Mommy's coming. Evax.
Asked whether the first lady and the first daughter get along.
Fuck no.
A source close to Ivanka.
Yes.
Said they have a desire to be mutually respectful.
They hate the shit out of each other.
They have a desire to be mutually respectful.
Oh, you know what? I love it. Don't you love that they hate each other? Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
But their relationship is certainly not affectionate.
Oh. Ivanks hates Melanoma. Hates her. I guarantee you. Does Ivanks get along with Ivana?
Her mom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Ivanks.
Ivanks, you gotta reach out. You gotta embrace new mom. I don't know what your fucking problem is, okay?
But yeah, I thought that was funny how their relationship, they have a desire to be mutual.
Do you feel bad for Melanoma? Do you feel bad that Ivanks and...
You notice it's a desire.
Right.
This source did not say it's a fulfilled desire.
Right.
To be mutually respectful. They each want to be mutually respectful.
Yeah, yeah. Ivanks always flips off Melanoma.
But they're certainly not affectionate.
I honestly think that Melanoma is not getting a fair shake. And I think Ivanks and whatever Jared, they are freezing Melanoma out. And I don't think it's nice. I think it's rude. What do you think about that?
Ivanka declined to be interviewed for this, but a whole bunch of people around her, obviously, mom, dad.
Oh, they love it.
Everybody, Jared was spilling about Ivanka.
Wait, Jared got interviewed?
Briefly.
Oh, okay.
He said a couple of things.
He's devoid of personality, right? He's not really, would you call him electric?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right.
I mean, electric in a car battery hooked up to your balls, kind of.
Oh,
electric.
Yeah. Like on my nipples.
Torture.
Sure. Perfect.
Unless you're into that and have a safe word.
I scarred my nipples.
Ivanka still, she kind of slithered away, you'll notice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she's kind of, we don't hear much about what she does.
Where's Ivanks?
Whereas Jared is saving the Middle East.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Riding a tsunami
Ooh.
Of Saudi semen.
Oh, sure.
Through the Mideast.
Do you have that one written down, or do you think about that? That's good, man.
That's kind of whipped that one out.
It's really good. Vax.
Ivanka believes she won't suffer any harm in the long term. She is intent on returning to New York.
At Vile Experience on Twitter, I meant to say.
Oh, thank you. She's intent on returning to New York when her time in the White House is over.
Ooh.
Invitations to the Met Gala. Dinners with girlfriends at Italian restaurants.
It's a normal life!
Charity events. She said
to
be certain that all that is waiting for her when she returns.
Yes. Yes. What kind of charity are you going to have anything to do with? Didn't they shut down your fucking charity? Oh,
she can't be involved in it anymore. But it is... rich, vacuous people, so she could, according to the story here, she could very well be right. Trump will not be president forever. Afterwards, it will be easier for people to see Ivanka, the Ivanka that Ivanka wants to be seen.
Yeah. God! Oh, I hate these rich people. They're so weird.
Yeah.
Ivanka's saying, I want to be seen the way Ivanka wants to be seen. What in the shit does that even fucking mean?
Rich Farley, New York lawyer, author of Wall Street Wars, said they invited Roy Cohn back with open arms. Farley is sure, quote, the only unpardonable sin in New York society is poverty.
Oh, you can't be poor. That's the one thing. What if they lose all their money?
I think that's not true. Also, I think Trump was never accepted in that society, which drives him crazy.
Yeah.
Because he's a crass scumbag.
I mean, how about that? Was it the Central Park Five?
Oh, yeah.
He ran an ad, right?
Yeah, kill him. They should get executed. And then they were exonerated. They were actually exonerated, right. not fake exonerated.
So explain to me how you have a political career after pulling a stunt like that. What country are we living in? My God. You idiots. I see you out there, you stupid motherfuckers. I'm talking to them. How dare you? Get your shit together. And don't vote for this fucking guy. Vote blue, okay? Vote blue, dickhead. I see you.
Even if she decides to stay in Washington.
Yes.
Written here, it says she'll also be fine. Washington is a city where people are even quicker to forgive.
Oh, yes.
Take that January evening at the Metropolitan Club, a gathering of people who privately bemoan Ivanka's complicity in this and that, but are happy to show up, happy to sip white wine,
yes,
applaud,
yes,
with the usual platitudes,
don't
and enjoy the soft air, ooh, of comedy with a T, not comedy with
don't
a D.
Don't bemoan Ivanks.
Polite society in the end will always take back those who are polite.
Oh, yes.
Is the last line.
Did it also say white? Did it say white?
Oh, well, that's a given.
Oh, of course.
I don't know if they need to.
Polite society. Ooh, how gross.
And that's what they say. Well, a couple of those books have said about Melania that,
yeah,
she didn't sign up for this president shit.
Melanoma.
That she was enjoying her life.
Oh, of course.
Of the lunches with friends and all that other stuff. And
you can't tell me that Ivanka,
the hard work she did in the modeling industry.
Right. They would go back to their life. Pre-Trump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pre-Trump running for fucking president.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Does this sound, I mean,
I think all of them in,
yes,
in an instant would
absolutely
would go back in time and say, you're not running.
Right. But they didn't.
Correct.
And we have this guy, and we had Bernie Bros that didn't take him seriously. We had liberals didn't take him seriously. Morning Joe would have this Donald Trump on to suck his dick,
right,
to make him digestible, to normalize him, to normalize a fascist to the American people. Got him elected.
Mika, her face bleeding.
Oh, God, yes. That's weird, man. Her face is bleeding.
Let's talk about, well, Ryan brought up this Betsy DeVos thing.
Oh, yes, I did. I apologize for bringing up that Nazi asshole.
This has to do a little bit with Faithless Friday, because this woman is a fucking asshole right-wing Jesus wielder.
Oh, absolutely, Pat. Big into Jesus and God and all this bullshit.
Well, she was talking, was it the Senate? I forget what Senate of the House this week that she was speaking before.
Right.
And she was asked if she was kind of aware of the fact of how these rollbacks on these Obama era, you know, they've got black fingerprints on them.
So, oh, yes.
Anything with Obama prints on it has to be bleached and
shit, yes,
scrubbed
Pat.
From everything.
I'm going to need an extra ShamWow.
Testifying Wednesday before the House.
Okay.
Education and Labor Committee. Betsy DeVos admitted that she knew one of the first acts that she committed as Secretary of Education. One of the first things she did. One of her priorities.
Yes.
Was something that will hurt transgender students.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw this. This is infuriating.
Right away in February 2017, remember, right when she started, she announced she was rescinding the guidance that had been created by the Obama administration designed to protect the civil rights of transgender students. So let's get rid of that, of course.
Why the fuck? How do you justify that? How the fuck do you justify that?
Well, Jesus.
Yeah. But you're talking about creating a hostile environment for students, you know?
U.S. Representative Suzanne Bonamici.
Hey,
from
baby.
A Democrat from Oregon.
Oh, wee-wee.
Said, we know that transgender students are frequently bullied and victimized. We know also that the 2016 guidance to schools about transgender students was
yes.
applauded by education experts.
Right.
Was applauded by healthcare experts.
Yes.
Educators, counselors, pediatricians, psychologists.
Right.
Because it made students safer at school.
Right. Absolutely.
And she sat there with her stupid grin on her face. God, she makes me nuts. DeVos.
Yeah, yeah.
And Representative Bonamici continued, when you rolled back that guidance, did you know that the stress of harassment and discrimination can lead to lower attendance and grades as well as depression and anxiety for transgender students?
What did she say?
Well, listen.
I mean, that this is so deplorable. I mean, it's vile.
I have another question. Yesterday, the Civil Rights Subcommittee held a hearing on the Equality Act. We know that transgender students are frequently bullied and victimized. We know also that the 2016 guidance to schools about transgender students was applauded by education experts, healthcare experts, educators, counselors, pediatricians, psychologists, because it made students safer at school. But your department rolled back that guidance, creating uncertainty and concern. So I have two questions. When you rolled back that guidance, did you know that the stress of harassment and discrimination can lead to lower attendance and grades as well as depression and anxiety for transgender students? Did you know that?
Congressman, OCR is committed to ensuring all students have equal access to an education free from discrimination.
Did you know what? Thank you for reading your pamphlet to
us. God damn.
We know you're supposed to be committed to that. Answer the fucking question.
And the thing about this is insane because looking out for the right, having a guideline of how to treat transgender students doesn't take away from anyone else's rights.
Oh, there's only a certain amount of rights. Because it's like the amount of energy in a body. That's why you can't exercise too
much.
Why
would
you
not
want
to do this?
Because Jesus.
God.
Who, please cite to me when Jesus talked about transgender people.
And you know, transgender kids get picked on in school.
Killed.
Absolutely.
Transgender people.
And when they talk
killed.
About anxiety and stress, I mean, God.
Right.
Kids commit suicide.
Right.
Anxiety for transgender students. Did you know that?
Congressman, OCR is committed to ensuring all students have equal access to an education free from discrimination.
I would really like an answer. Students and families need to know this. We had a mother of a transgender student here yesterday. We need to know this. Did you know when you rolled back the guidance that the stress of harassment and discrimination can lead to lower attendance and grades as well as depression for transgender students? Did you know that when you rolled back the guidance?
I do know that, but I will say again that OCR is committed to ensuring that all students are have access to their education free from discrimination.
Let me ask you this as well. When you roll back the guidance, did you know that a study recently published by the American Academy of Pediatrics revealed alarming levels of attempted suicide among transgender youth? Did you know that as well when you roll back that guidance?
I'm aware of that data.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. I'm aware of that data.
Yeah, I totally knew that.
Holy fuck, man.
So the answer to that is to take away any studies or anything into how to protect these students and how to make sure that they have...
Was she at the House or the Senate?
Good, safe environment. House.
God, I feel so stupid because I posted this and I said they should drag her in front of the House and make her explain her comments, but she wasn't.
She was...
Ah, Jesus Christ!
Again, put again in there.
Ah, damn.
Alarming levels of attempted suicide among transgender youth. Did you know that as well when you rolled back that guidance?
I'm aware of that data.
I'm extremely concerned based on what we heard yesterday about the rollback of that guidance. And
so there you go. Oh, yeah, I'm aware of that data.
I'm aware of that data. Sure. And that's amazing. Oh,
so you knew that trans students...
Right.
Have a higher incidence of suicide. Oh, yeah. God. Totally.
Insane, man.
That's the idea.
They're fucking assholes.
I'm just skimming the...
Right.
Some of the new headlines. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening.
Crab diving.
I was just saying we're just doing stories about our batshit crazy country because...
CrabDiving.com/Amazon. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here, you can buy shit through our Amazon.
What kind of circus is this? I mean, really, dude.
It is. It's, as I said earlier, exhausting. It's just exhausting.
I mean, you don't even have to think that hard. It's just to think of some random crazy moments. Like when Trump had the code talkers in. You remember that? He had the code talkers at the White House.
And he went full Pocahontas.
What the shit? Why are you insane?
Yeah. Mike Huckabee is in the news. It is Faithless Friday.
Yay, Jeebus.
We could call it the Faithful Fucks Friday.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because all we do is talk about allegedly faithful fuckwads.
Oh, yes. This faithful fuckwad.
This is Mike Huckabee who...
Right. Oh, we know who he is,
it was interesting because,
right?
For 10 minutes, I thought he was just like a normal Republican kind of politician. and when he ran for president and everything, he was all folksy and
shit.
Yes. And then, holy
he
God, dang.
Into that Jeebus.
He's
big
an
time.
Asshole. And also used the state police and the his powers governor to hide the fact that his son killed a dog by hanging
him. Oh, my God.
Let's just not forget.
Well,
that
that's, nothing. That's nothing. Okay, I'll do you one better. I got a Republican governor that closed the whole beach and said no one could go there. But then his family showed up.
Still an amazing picture.
God.
One of the more amazing fuck you pictures in political history is...
Chris Christie is just bananas.
Sitting there in his...
Holy shit.
In his beach chair with his family.
God.
Only like 8 or 9 people.
Didn't he know that...
closed beach.
Did he think no one would find out about that?
He doesn't care. I don't think he cares.
Guy needs a whole motherfucking beach to himself. Boy, that's crazy.
An interview with the Christian Post last week. Former presidential candidate. Current... Dick Drizzle.
Hello, Dick Drizzle.
Mike Huckabee.
Yay.
Said, quote, "The biggest threat to biblical principles today is the failure to apply a biblical standard of maleness and femaleness."
You sound insane.
"We are creating this illusion that there is no gender, there is no identity, and I'm blaming the Christian church." He's saying the Christians haven't been nutty enough about it.
Oh, come on.
Haven't been nutty enough.
Oh, my God. You guys are bananas. You don't even believe in science. You actually believe that Adam ripped a rib from his fucking body and what? You threw it in a woman popped out of it? Like,
I don't know. Maybe
transformed from
the ground? I don't fucking know.
What kind of science is that? What process is that?
bullshit.
A rib turns into a woman?
Well, yeah, no, I don't think so.
I always think that when I'm having barbecue, I'm eating a rib. I'm like, God, people that believe in the Bible thinks the human version of this gave birth to a woman, all of women in history.
Maybe you should plant a cow rib and have the next Messiah.
Ah, turn it off. Turn off the board. I'm not saying. I think we have to be done with this podcast. That was a good one. Messiah. that's good.
So, Mike Huckabee. I made myself laugh.
That's a good one.
Mike Huckabee.
Messiah.
Said that it all started, Ryan, the hellscape of America started when California in 1970 went and passed no-fault divorce.
Oh, my God. So, like, if you got a divorce, it means...
You had to make shit up. You had to...
Say why it happened.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of me or stuff like that.
What if it was just like... We got tired of fucking each other and each other's
That's
stories.
That's not good enough reason in front of the Lord.
I hate the music you listen to. I also hate your friends.
Not good enough in front of the Lord.
Oh, my God, Jesus. What do you want?
Saying that we lost the sense of sacredness of what marriage meant.
Moo.
He says, and then... where was he? He says churches abdicated a strict responsibility about what biblical marriage would look like. What?
What does that mean?
Where the churches kept quiet
Holy
about biblical marriage.
Shit,
where
are
the
you
fuck
fucking
was he? Right.
Kidding me?
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Every LGBTQ person to this day has cross imprints all over their bodies of being bludgeoned by these people.
The nerve of this fucking guy. What gay people have to go through to be treated like a human. And the people in the way are these Jesus fucks.
Here, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever sky god fucks. Oh.
Once you've destroyed that... he says it's not surprising that same-sex marriage has become vogue. Once you've destroyed that, why, you can't... Why can't you have any and everything? He said. The gender dysphoria we're seeing today is largely due to the fact that the church has failed to present
yes.
very clearly the words of Jesus.
Oh, okay.
And Genesis 5:2. That's the polar opposite.
The album?
Jesus wasn't in Genesis. That was Phil Collins.
Right.
She used to have an invisible toucher. Jesus isn't in the first part of the fucking Bible, you asshole.
Yeah,
Huckabee.
Bitch. God, this, I can't, like, what the fuck, what do these Christians want? What do you guys want?
Handmaid's Tale.
I mean, really, fuck off.
Handmaid's Tale.
We have to fucking tolerate your stupid fucking beliefs. Got to shove it up our ass every fucking second. Fuck yeah. you. Fuck you and your Bible and all your Jesus shit. It's science fiction. It's a joke. It's Harry Potter. It's boring Harry Potter.
Here's some bullshit.
Okay. God.
We mentioned earlier how
yes.
Missouri is really trying hard to be a festering... Dead hyena anus.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, please. Festering.
And now they are working on a law there. The
yes.
Republican evil
right.
religious Taliban white guys
hey.
Are trying to pass a bill that would basically incite violence and put a big old target on atheists.
Oh, thank you. Good.
Because in adult states,
yes,
in some cases where you are by filing litigation,
yes,
if your name is broadcast, you could possibly have loonies come after you.
Well, of course.
So in some states, they allow you to file suits and bring
anonymous
stuff,
right?
As Jane Doe, John Doe, stuff like that.
Well, that's nice.
Protect the identity of people.
Your privacy.
From lunatics, especially when it comes to religious lunatics.
Oh, okay. So if I want to sue to not have your bullshit fucking manger with your Jesus and all your garbage on a public building, my name gets protected, right? Whatever.
Well, they're working on that in Missouri. They are specifically targeting atheists.
Oh, okay.
But they say they're not. But this is, it says, whenever a church-state separation lawsuit lists plaintiffs, it's not unusual to see initials or Jane Doe or something.
Yes.
Because if their names ever became public, they could be stalked or bullied or worse in their communities, many of which are extremely religious, which is why there are church-state issues in the first fucking
yes
place.
Right. That's a good fucking point. Because if you're having to sue because of some of this Christaban bullshit, that means your area is littered with a bunch of Christaban ninnies.
Right.
With guns and a bunch of crazy shit.
Judges generally understand this. They may require plaintiffs to appear before them or use real names in sealed documents, but they usually allow the people to remain anonymous in the public record.
Well, that's nice.
But Missouri State Representative, listen to this name.
Oh, God.
Hardy Billington. Right from Central fucking casting. A Republican Baptist.
My name's Hardy Billington. Fuck you.
Recently ran for office there, saying his goal in office is, quote, to stand up for Christian hey values.
Eat my dick. I believe in Jesus. Fuck you. God.
So this isn't even, this is unreal.
This is,
this asshole, Hardy Billington,
fuck you,
has filed a bill, HB, House Bill 728, that would force adult plaintiffs to use their real names
yes
in any case involving church-state separation and only involving cases of church-state separation.
Oh,
Hardy
God
Billington wants atheists who oh bring suits against this shit to be attacked and
right
killed and targeted.
Why else would he want this?
Exactly.
God damn, Hardy, you're a real fucking asshole.
So if you sue over a Ten Commandments monument that's outside in front of some public school, everybody in that town gets to know your real name. But no other lawsuit.
Oh, just that one.
Only that
oh
one.
God damn. Fuck that. Boy, that's, you know, Hardy Billington. What a fuck. That's garbage. You're right. He's just painting a target on atheists. How lovely.
Right.
God. You know what pisses me off, dude? I don't believe in shit. I've said this before. I don't believe in shit, but I'm the weird one.
Right.
I don't believe in shit in the sky, but I'm strange. Oh my God. Suck my duck. My duck.
And your duck may be grateful. It was a little corkscrew.
Suck my duck. Suck my duck!
When, so the Missouri assistant...
No, fuck this guy.
State Director for American Atheists spoke in front of the House Judiciary Committee, urging them to reconsider this piece of shit legislation.
Of course. Damn.
He offered a long list of atheist plaintiffs in the past and other places who were threatened and faced harassment
Addis
after
Smith
bringing forth such lawsuits.
I mean, man, that's fucking bullshit, dude.
One famous case, he noted that speculation about their identities was so intense that before the trial, the district court judge issued an unusual order specifically instructing the school district reps not to reveal families' identities to anyone
yes
for any reason and stop threatening anyone who violated the order.
Oh, my
or,
God.
Or he threatened them to, he threatened them
yeah, yeah
with contempt for violating the order.
Right, right.
Jesus.
I mean,
the Freedom from Religion Foundation testified, saying that it is arming bullies with a weapon to turn against victims.
Yes, yes, because it
and you're replacing judicial deference with an inflexible rule that puts real people in danger.
And what is the, I mean, what is the point of the, of it other than to do that? Other than to highlight the person bitching about the Ten Commandments or what the fuck ever in a public space?
Well, the Missouri House voted 101-44 in favor of the bill. It now moves to the Republican-dominated Senate. I can't imagine this will fly if it, if they start suing, because this is definitely church-state stuff. They, how is this?
I don't know.
How is this? What
it's,
is this?
It's only applied to the, in this instance. It's only applied to if you're tired of Jesus bullshit. It's only applies to that.
I mean, what is this guy's reasoning behind this?
He hates atheists. He listen.
Yeah, well, right, but I mean,
you're an atheist, there are people out there that want you to burn in hell. That is their life's mission, for you to burn in fucking hell.
I just don't know how he justifies this.
He thinks, God, Jesus, what do you mean? Some of these religious people, dude, are sociopaths. They don't give a fuck. How he justifies it? He's a cultist loon.
Right.
He doesn't. It's some weird dogma. This guy prays to bullshit in the sky. He's capable. This motherfucker is capable of justifying just about anything, probably.
I mean, even progressive Christians and members of any other faith, but Christians will be targeted, because who's going to sue against what? The only time someone's going to sue about church-state separation, it's going to be a fucking against some Christo loon who's trying to force Christianity on people.
Right, right. I mean, it's it's wacky. It's fucking wacky.
So I was clicking through and trying to see if I could find an interview with this asshole.
Some of these people, do they
Hardy
think,
Billington, and see what
it's Hardy Billington.
What is the justification?
Hardy Billington's on a mission from God. He's on a mission from God to keep God in our courts and our schools and all this shit. So that's his justification. It's Jesus mumbo jumbo garbage bullshit. That's all this is.
But then to say, I mean, to make it blatant, only church states. I mean, he put it in there. Church state separation cases only. So anyone else
right.
The judge has the discretion to keep the identities secret.
Yes.
Except in the cases of church state separation, they want their names. I want your names.
But you know, a lot of these lunatic Christaban dickbags, anything going against what they want or what they think is biblical is of the devil. I mean, you yourself might not be Satan on crab diving at Vile Experience, but you yourself are the spirit of Satan.
Oh, cool.
Well, yeah. So they're going to come after you.
Can I fly?
Oh, you're the spirit of Satan. You can do whatever you want.
Wow. I mean, you know. All this time?
Yeah. It comes with a Spotify account and everything.
Right. T-Mobile.
Yes. Boop, boop.
So that's the story there.
You're your own hotspot.
Missouri.
You don't need Wi-Fi. That's nice. Unlimited texting.
So fuck Missouri. I mean.
Oh, it's stupid.
God, these Republicans. Don't you have anything else to do?
No.
Don't you have anything else to do, Republicans?
No. They're fighting Satan. They're children. These are ninny children.
Well, this one disturbs me.
Yes.
This story.
Oh, my God.
And it will disturb you, too.
Oh, okay. Don't tell me how to feel.
Because we are now learning that not only, you've asked the question before about these measles outbreaks.
Oh, yes.
That are caused by these fucking anti-vax. One reason, and one reason alone, because morons won't get their kids vaccinated.
You know what? They don't mind being around the measles and shit like this. But these Christians, if you take the Ten Commandments out of a courtroom, they lose their shit. These are weird fuckers.
Well, now, as measles are making a return across the United States, thanks to anti-vaxxers.
These stories, I'm not kidding you, make me itch. My face is itching.
Health officials are now saying
okay
that people, many people,
right,
born between 1957
okay
and 1989
okay oh boy just made it
I'm okay
I'm 14 I'm a real cynical tween
may have only gotten at that time the standard was to give one dose of the MMR vaccine.
We don't have enough,
which is possibly not enough to protect us during an outbreak.
Oh, so I'm going to die.
Even though we as kids.
Yes.
Right before 1989.
Yes.
Had
a shot.
A single MMR shot.
That wasn't enough now.
Now they're saying they give kids two. After 1989, they started giving everybody two.
You know, Jenny McCarthy, I never appreciated you as an actor. I didn't think you were very good.
You may not be as safe as they think they are, especially if they go anywhere where people have been exposed to the measles.
I will never consume one bit of entertainment that Jenny McCarthy has anything to do with. Whatever if she makes one dime off of anything, I am boycotting that shit. And we should boycott Rob Schneider's shit, too. Fuck those motherfuckers, those anti-vaxxer wackos.
Didn't we read that
I'm going to get measles.
I mean, it literally takes 2 hours for the measles virus to go away in a room after someone's been in it. Like, it hangs around in the air.
That's so fucked up. That's so gross.
I mean, it's very contagious. So,
and when you get the measles, what happens? You get bumps all over the fucking place. You die.
You can die. They're
oh my God, you dickheads!
It's like 10%. I think they said you can develop pneumonia. It ain't just I itch. I got the itchies. It ain't chicken pox,
yeah,
which can be bad too. Measles can be a very serious.
The measles is worse than chicken pox.
Yes.
And now we can get it because of these fucking assholes.
And yeah, because we're old. Yes.
Yeah. And you know what, though? We say this all the time, and it's just, I'm sorry, it's not true. We can say your religion is fine. Just keep it off our front lawn. But now
here's an example.
That is a fallacy, though.
Another example.
That's bullshit. That is not possible.
Well, the Buddhists are getting vaccinated.
I'm not talking about that. That doesn't count. Those people don't count. I don't know what they do. I don't give a fuck.
Well, right. That's how a religion should
be. These people count.
We don't care what you do. We don't give a fuck. And that should be your view as a religious person. That's like Pete Buttigieg says.
Now I care.
Pete Buttigieg says, I don't care about his faith. I care about the policy that he's trying to make.
Yeah, well, Pete Buttigieg is kind of wrong there because his faith is the fucking problem. His faith is a fucking problem.
Belief that he needs to stuff his faith down everybody else's throat is the problem.
Right. But
which is part of the faith.
The faith preaches that.
Right.
It preaches it.
Measles is a highly contagious disease spread through contact and through the air when an infected person coughs or sneezes.
Ugh. God. Fuck.
Fever, runny nose, red eyes, sore throat starts it. A rash soon follows. It spreads over the entire body.
Oh, that's my favorite part right there. Boy, thank you, Rob Schneider. Thank you, dickhead. Thank you, Deuce Bigelow.
An outbreak in Michigan has just risen to 39 reported cases, the largest statewide outbreak since 1991.
Maybe it's too warm for that shit to happen here. Maybe the heat kills measles in Florida. Is that how science works? Is that how it works?
New York City officials are announcing they'll be fining parents $1,000 if they didn't vaccinate their children.
Good.
A public health crisis.
But what good is that going to do me? I've got the fucking measles.
Coming amidst a measles outbreak that's been spreading through the Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn because they don't believe in getting vaccinations.
Guys, listen, believe in whatever you want to, but my God, it doesn't exist. Your God doesn't exist. It's bullshit, and now everybody's got measles because of your science fiction.
Several rabbis have been on television and said, that's crap.
That's not true.
Please show us in the Bible, in the Torah, where it says, thou shalt not get vaccinated. Please show us that.
These
fundamentalists of every fucking religion.
Get your fucking people in order. If you guys are all going to... you know, be in the same church and do all your bullshit together.
If I get measles,
what?
I'm going to issue a strongly worded statement to the church.
Oh, they can suck my dick. Oh, please.
We can get measles now.
Oh, because I understand.
We didn't get two shots when we were kids.
I will not watch one more Rob Schneider thing. Anything he's in, I will not watch. And I will not.
There goes that Deuce Bigelow.
Sorry.
Binge session.
God damn these assholes, man. And they're Jesus.
Yeah.
So gross.
And even on the Supreme Court.
Oh, God, I'm going to do stand-up comedy tonight. And lately.
RadarComedy.com.
Yes. I go there. I go to do stand-up and it seems like everybody's coughing and itching.
Oh. Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Ah!
It even goes up to our SCOTUS.
SCROTUS?
My
God, why doesn't our government protect us from these loons?
During a speech last week at a banquet at Pepperdine University School of Law.
Hello?
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas perpetuated the bullshit lie.
Yes.
That Democrats are imposing a religious test on potential judicial nominees.
Yes.
Because they're asking about Roe versus Wade.
Now, Clarence Thomas, isn't this the dick bag with the Anita Hill stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Republicans didn't care.
They didn't give a fuck.
No.
Didn't care.
And Joe Biden was pretty shitty to Anita Hill.
Right. Yep.
Thomas said, I thought we got away from religious tests. I don't think I know a single judge that had allowed religion to interfere with their jobs. He said he and Scalia used to sit around.
Yes.
And discuss faith.
Right.
They both felt that it would be a violation. Scalia said he felt it would be a violation of his oath to somehow allow his faith to displace the law.
Yes.
Thomas says we took an oath to enforce law and interpret it impartially, and Scalia took it very seriously.
Okay.
But so that's kind of bullshit.
Okay.
That the Democrats are applying a religious litmus test.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's doing that? The Republicans are saying, we're not putting, Trump said, I'm not putting anyone in who's not pro-life.
Well, tell me you wouldn't do a dance of joy if all of a sudden the Democrats said, you know what? Fuck this. We're not nominating any judges that aren't atheists.
Oh, well, that would never fly.
Well, that would be great.
That would be great, but
yes.
That would never fly.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Could
you imagine? All the logic.
So later he said this bullshit.
Okay.
I think it's interesting in a profession where we all take an oath.
Yes.
That they would look at people who have strong faith as somehow not good people. When, if you're an atheist, what does an oath mean?
Fuck you. You know what that means? Fuck you.
So there's that bullshit trope
that
atheists can't be trusted because they can't swear to a god and worry about roasting in eternal fires for breaking their oath.
Wait, it bothers him that there's no mental illness.
So now, as an atheist, do I feel like I'm going to get a fair
no
judging from this asshole is sitting on the court, 1/9 of our courts?
Well, if you felt that way, you would be wrong.
I don't.
Yes. I mean, this is crazy.
He just says he can't believe anything I say.
Fuck this guy.
Because if I testify under oath, it doesn't mean anything. Because I don't believe in some lightning bolt shooting forth from the anus of the Lord.
But he's the weird one. He's the one believing in the lightning coming out of the Lord's asshole. You're sitting there not believing in any of that shit. But you're the weird one.
Right.
My God. I mean, you know.
And we all know that no conservative has ever broken an oath that they've taken on a Bible. We know that that's a big deterrent.
Oh, shit, yes.
Wow, I can't lie and cheat and steal. I'm under oath.
I put my hand on this book. I won't do anything wrong.
Hypocritical fuckwittles. Oh, it's God. Just all they are. They're just...
And that whole idea, if you're an atheist, what keeps you from murdering and not, you know, doing all this other shit?
Oh, the whole... Yeah, and...
I don't even humor that shit.
And our morality is more true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because our morality is based on... well, you know, you could argue. I think it's based on well-being and what we do to... increase mutual well-being,
right?
As a basis,
yeah.
And things that go against general well-being,
yeah.
And I don't need the thought of a lightning bolt. And if that's all that we've said this before, if that's all that's keeping you from raping and stealing and looting and pillaging,
how sad
is that? You're afraid that some god is going to roast your balls over an open fire for eternity. Well, you're an asshole. Well, then you're not a good person.
Yeah. Well, then explain all the priests in the Catholic Church raping. Explain that.
But how is that good? That the only reason you're not doing something heinous,
I don't know,
is because you're worried about a whip.
Right.
Instead of, I don't want to do something heinous because it's wrong.
Well, when people...
Because it's not a good thing to do.
Well, when people say to me, well, you're an atheist, what keeps you from doing bad things? You know what I say? I don't know, but you better not fuck with me.
There you go. There's a little bit of wisdom.
Yeah.
I think we can get out of here.
Oh, shit.
Why is that button not working?
It's the Messiah. Devin Nunes' cow. Does that still exist? Go. His cow?
For sure, yeah. Okay. Hundreds of thousands of birds. Thanks for listening, everybody. Let's get back and do it again next week. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, every goddamn weekday. Then we're on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and your favorite application and always at crabdiving.com.
Burn in hell, anti-vaxxers!
Ryan's going to be doing comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy. His Instagram is @RatedRComedy. Or go find out his schedule at his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Science!
Well, they found them a girl going to do it real good because God wants purity. God wants things hot and cold, not lukewarm. God wants me to wait. War.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.